Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And we're thrilled that our tech guru, Jesse Feiler, is with us. He's here to discuss the ins and outs of dealing with a new iPad. Jesse Feiler helps people and organizations get to know and use new technologies. Projects have included building the page-catching module for the Prodigy web browser for Mac in the very early days of the web, location-based apps for iPhone and iOS, as well as books and classes on new technologies. His new book, iPad for Seniors for Dummies, which we will be discussing this morning. Jesse, it's always a great pleasure, and I always look forward to having you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You know, all the years that you've been on here, and you've been on our program since the beginning.
Since you cranked the radio by hand, you know, whatever.
That's right.
No, that was the Victrola.
The string and yes. the cans and all of that. Right. So you've been with us since the very beginning, and I think we always mention all of your books, but I don't think we ever really have focused a segment on one of your books, and I just thought it would be nice to look at this one because this one fascinates me. And I will admit right up front that I have a senior in my life, my mother-in-law, who we got an iPad for. So this came out 2 days after I was going through the experience of setting it up for her. Mm-hmm. So this became like my Bible. So I find it helpful not only for seniors, but really for anyone to get full use out of an iPad because I feel I love my iPad. I love my tablet. But you can I only feel that I'm only using maybe about 10% of what it can do because I don't fully know what it does.
Well, and that's true for most people. And yeah. In fact, what happened with this book was sort of interesting. I think, because this book, the original edition of this book came out very soon after the iPad came out. And when we, in fact, I worked on another Dummies book on iPad. It was the iPad All-in-One for Dummies, because I've done a number of things with Wiley, which publishes the series. And back in those days, at the beginning of the iPad era, it was a very different iPad, and people didn't even know what a tablet was. And it's changed so much. Now we're used to it. If you look at, in the early days, we used to spot them, you know, in photographs and news reports as people were using these things called iPads. And now we've gotten to know how to use them, and they've changed. Both the hardware and the software have changed dramatically. So it's time to update this. This is, in fact, the ninth edition of the book.
The ninth edition and the first one you've done.
First one I've done.
So what is it like to take over from other authors?
You know, no one's asked me that.
You can be gossipy. You can even be a little bitchy if you want to.
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, in fact, what I did with this book, with this edition of it... Not used to that question. What I did with this book is I looked at it and I said, it's time to look at it as if we're looking at it for the first time.
Yes.
Because it has changed. And it's very hard to look at something that's as old as the iPad is, which, mind you, is 7 years old. That's it.
Yes, but in technology, that's a long time.
It's a long time. And to look at it anew and not to just look at the tweaks and what's new in this version, but we really started, I tried to take it apart and say, okay, here's what the iPad is today. If you're going out to buy an iPad, you get an iPad, this is what you're going to get.
So in my personal experience... in dealing with, by the way, my mother-in-law, who's been doing really well, like really, really well and very open to all mm-hmm. of it. And I've been pleased by the progress. I don't want to make it sound like yes. I'm, you know, complaining because I'm really not. But the one thing that I seem, and I got the sense in the book that you sort of tune into this right away, which is that idea that there's really nothing you can press or do that will completely screw it up forever. You know, because I think there's a fear, perhaps, especially with this technology and with seniors specifically, that they're going to press the wrong thing and everything's going to go away and not look like it did the last time
yes.
I opened it up.
There are a couple of things you can do to an iPad that will totally screw it up.
Okay. Well, right.
Drop it in a bathtub that's full of water.
Sure.
Is pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, but...
But I mean, pressing an app or closing something out.
It's really very hard to do that. It is very easy to, not very easy, but it is possible to make everything look very different,
mm-hmm.
And be worried about that. I remember when I was doing consulting in New York for a small business, and they were using Macs, and I came in there and I set up a system, and I got a panic call. This is when I was living in Columbia County. Panic call, can you get in here right away? One of our computers is not working. All of the data has disappeared.
Mm.
So I got in there, thanks to Amtrak, 2 hours down to. I got into the office, and here was the woman, I think she was the assistant bookkeeper or something, sitting there almost in tears with the computer on her desk, and she said, look, all of the data has disappeared. And indeed, I looked at the computer, and it showed the desktop, and it showed a folder that said, I think, HD, hard drive, that was closed.
Yeah.
I double-clicked on the folder to open the hard drive folder, and you know what happened? All of her data reappeared.
Yeah.
So that was something really very simple. The folder was closed. And it looks as if everything is gone. And you have to sort of get used to the fact that it's really not going to go anywhere. In working on this book, one of the things that I said from the very beginning in talking to the editor was that we really have to define what we mean by seniors in this context. Because there are two ideas of seniors that I used in working on the book. One was the idea that went back to the first edition, which is that seniors are people who are afraid to push a button, who don't know how to use a computer,
right.
Who have never done anything like this before, and they need a great deal of hand-holding. They also need, the type in the book is, it's not a large print book by any means, but it's a little bit bigger than a traditional black and white book. Also, we had, I don't know how we got this, we got color on the inside of the book.
It looks great.
As an author, we love color on the inside of books, particularly technical books. And the paper is a higher quality to support the color, and so all of that stuff. But so we have this whole traditional senior things, fragile senior citizens.
You're finally working on it. Now they're putting in all the money. Back to my earlier point, but go ahead.
Okay. So we have that version of what a senior is.
Yes.
The other version, which I brought to this, and this is for the first time in this book, I know, is that I said, okay, a lot of our seniors, look at the age description of what seniors are. I picked what AARP defines as seniors, and they start at 55.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, people who are 55 years old or older, many are retired, many are not retired, many are still working. Many of them, this is a big, big shock, many of them have actually seen a computer before.
Yeah.
They've used computers before. So we have these first-time users who are afraid to touch anything, but we also have people who know how to use computers, and for them, what we have to do is talk about how this thing works, because this is not a time-sharing terminal on a mainframe, which is how many people today know how to use computers.
So
those are the two audiences.
I'm approaching 50, so that's when you get your AARP letter. But I found the book fascinating because I learned of many things that I could do that I did not know were available. I mean, it's just a nice to have a guide to the device that you have. It doesn't matter. There's the iPad Pro, there's the Mini, there's the regular, there's all these different versions. But it seems to really that you're looking at a specific, the iPad overall, they basically do the same thing.
Yeah. I'm glad you liked it. And that part of it, the fact that we're looking really at the iPad, we mentioned the individual models, but not
specific
going into details of it. So it's not just for one model. That was a brilliant decision that the editor and I took because there were rumors of new models of iPads floating around. So until the period when the book was actually in page proofs and we were about to push the button on sending it to be printed, the pages describing the models of iPads were not written at that point because we didn't know if we had to change it. So that's why we covered them all. And we also know going forward there will be new models.
And although the models are different in the pixels and the colors and the speed and all of that, but it doesn't really change the look of the device and what it can do and the commands. Those are fairly uniform across the entire Apple platform.
Yes, and that's what's so important is to try and step back a little bit and look at a broader picture. So that you can see the similarities and where things are fitting together. And one of the things that we do talk about is iCloud and how all the data works together, which is becoming more and more important and is working better than it ever has before.
Right. And backing it up.
Backing it up and lots of ways of doing that. And we get into some of the new stuff like the messages and the special effects and pencil, the Apple Pencil, which I love.
All right. Now, I got my Apple Pencil.
Yes.
I got that for the holidays.
Yes.
And I am I'm fairly addicted to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, how often do you charge yours? Because mine, I keep on running out of juice and I figure like I'm overusing it now.
How often do I charge mine? I'm paranoid.
Oh, so you do plug it in a lot? That's probably what I should do.
I don't plug it in a lot, but it depends what I'm doing. I don't think I've ever totally discharged the pencil.
Oh, I have. Yeah. Now, what is it? What do you use it for? We're basically talking about a stylus.
Yeah.
And it is. It's very cool. It does have a charge on it. There's a lot of little parts, though, that you can lose. I'm just warning you about that.
It's only one part. No, there's two parts you
two
can
parts
lose.
Two parts. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's the top of it.
The lid.
The lid. And the other part is the thing that you normally you charge it, you plug it into your iPad.
Yes.
But the other way of charging it, there's a little doohickey that comes in the box with it.
Which is very cool.
And you can plug that into an USB cable, and this will connect the pencil to the USB cable. And the problem with that doohickey is it's very small. So the first thing that I did when I unpacked my first Apple Pencil is I said to myself, this is going to get lost.
Absolutely.
So I put it someplace safe.
When where is that?
Haven't the clue. Haven't the foggiest.
So this is how like just I don't know. What's the word? I know the word, but I don't want to use it on the radio. But, you know, very particular I am. But I just put it in the back in the box, where in the little space, and sort of keep it in the
I already looked there. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
It.
But the other thing is it has another tip to it, too. That's another thing you can lose.
No, but I have that.
Okay, good. There you go.
So, but the point is that I've had it since it came out.
So what do you use it for?
I use it for two things.
Yes.
Actually, three. One thing I use it for is for sketching things, diagrams and so forth, which I do in meetings sometimes. And I use the large iPad for this. You know, it makes, because it's like a smart board, because you can sketch something and print it out and email it right there. That's very good for certain types of meetings. I also use it for taking notes because it's, oddly enough, it seems to be, depending on what I'm taking notes on, but if you're in a meeting or something, it seems to be less intrusive to make notes with any kind of pencil, the Apple Pencil or a traditional pencil, than typing.
Yes.
It sometimes it puts some people off.
And as long as you can read your own writing, you're in good shape.
And pretty much. So those are the things I use it for. I use it for drawing diagrams. I use it for taking notes. And I also use it just as a pointer.
You know, you mentioned this to me, and I thought it was interesting. This is something I want to bring up as we close. And that is this whole, there are articles out there that say that the tablets are dead.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
No. I mean, tablets were not invented by Apple. Typically, Apple takes an idea and then fixes it.
Yeah.
And so tablets came out and it exploded into an incredible segment. And the sales, it was not like the iPhone was again. It did not continue climbing. It did not have this repeat cycle of about every 2 years when a lot of people trade in their phones. So the sales, we went to a high level of iPad sales or tablet sales across the categories. And that's where we sort of are. And it's not, it doesn't seem to be growing that much. But it's a very high level. And the utility of the iPads, you look around at how people are using them, it's amazing. At the same time, I should mention that phones are getting bigger.
Yes.
So what we are winding up with is a range of devices ranging from the small iPhones to the regular smartphones from any vendor, the large phones to small tablets to large tablets. So you have, leaving aside the fact that I have a number of devices that I work on as a developer and as an author, for my own use that I really need to use, I use a small iPhone. I use both iPad tablets. The large tablet I use when I'm in a meeting where I need to be sharing it with five or six people. The regular iPad I use for most of my work, and the small iPhone I use because I happen to like it as a phone.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I think, but we have like five or six other size factors there that people have, and I think we're going to find people are going to settle on two or three that fit their lifestyle.
The book is terrific. It is in full color. iPad for Seniors, for Dummies, and it's the 9th edition, and Jesse Feiler is the author, consultant, and app developer who is responsible for it. Jesse, we're out of time, but thank you so much, as always. NorthCountryConsulting.com to read more about what we've been talking about today. Jesse, thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.